Get up with Joel and Jules on Hit 105.5
for the Hoey Moey Sunday Sesh.
Check it out.
It is Joel and Tools right across the coast and Roxanne Tickle, our clairvoyant, right now.
It feels so good.
Yes.
Yeah. To have you here. We're answering people's questions and what they want to know on 13, 12, 16. So if you've got one, feel free to call through. But Shani, you've called through. You want to know what the deal is with the future with your partner, right?
Yeah.
All righty. The feeling that I have straight away, Shani, with you is that you guys are a little bit out of balance. So it's you're not quite on the same page. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Okay, but I've got wishes being fulfilled around it. So it does show me that there is change coming and there's change being able to be managed with it, which tells me straight away I get communication. You guys aren't communicating honestly. And it doesn't mean that there's deception within your relationship. You're just not telling each other about how you feel.
Yep.
Okay, so start communicating more honestly with him on how you feel and what you want from him, and you'll find that your relationship will change. I do get this really good sense about the two of you that you can very much make it.
Yeah.
Okay, so communication is very much your key.
Okay.
So good luck with it.
Good luck, Shani.
Yeah, thank you for your call.
It is tough at times, I get it.
Hey, we're going to stay on relationships right now. Nicole has called through. Nicole, you want to find the man of your dreams, yeah?
Yes.
Sorry I said it like that, but it's very romantic. It's exciting.
I think we all do. I think everyone looks for that one as far as their love life is concerned, but sometimes you've got to kiss a few frogs to find your prince.
Yeah. Hey, hey, hey. Yeah. She takes a deep breath.
Okay, and I do get the sense that you've already kissed your fair share, haven't you?
Yes.
Okay. The giving it to me is about changing the energy of what you're pouring into this, because it feels like you're expecting someone to come along and knock on your door. And it doesn't necessarily work like that per se. You can actually put the energy out as to bringing about someone who's right for you and you being right for them. The problem is that most people turn around and go and make it about what they need rather than whether you're right for the other person as well, which is why you tend to get those duds along the way. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, so you've got to manifest the both sides of the coin in order for you to find the one. I do feel that at the beginning of next year, there is a very big soul connection coming through for you. So there is someone very, very solid coming in around that time. So I feel that that's your time to strike. So do your manifesting in the meantime, and that's when you'll bring someone that's really soul connected to you in.
Okay.
Thanks, Nicole.
Good luck.
And if you want to kiss another frog, I'm here. Bye.
Okay, so Kirsty, we're sticking to the theme of love today. Kirsty, you're live on the air with Roxanne Tickle.
Hi, Kirsty.
Good morning, Roxanne.
How are you, darling?
Not too bad. How are you?
I'm good. So what is your question?
I've just been going through a separation at the moment, and I just wanted to see which way it was going to work out. I can't see either way at the moment. Yep. It's just, been a bit hard.
When you're in the thick of it, sometimes you can't see the forest for the trees. So I completely understand that. So thinking about your situation, just let me know when to stop shuffling. I just want to have a deeper look at this.
Mm-hmm. Stop.
Okay. All right, they are telling me that there is a start of happier times, but you have to let go of your uncertainty. So that tells me that your doubt about what could be or what may be is actually clouding this situation.
Yeah, very much so. I don't know whether to trust what I'm being told and my instincts.
And I will say to you straight off the bat, always trust in your gut, but don't let your heart overrule your instinct, because that's where you're getting confused. You're allowing your headspace to actually interfere with what your instincts are actually telling you. So trust in that in its purest, simplest way. So the first reaction is always the right reaction. That's the best rule of thumb to go with.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I do have good news coming in and around it, so it does feel to me that this can be fixed.
Yep.
Does that make sense?
So yeah, it does.
I would not count this out altogether, but there is definitely work to be done. So it's not going to be an easy journey.
Yep.
But it's definitely salvageable if this is what you want.
Okay, thank you so much. That's actually given me a little bit more faith and direction.
Okay, they're actually saying that there is ambitions achieved with it. So I don't feel like I need to go down the counselling road at the moment or anything of that nature, but I definitely do have trusting in your instincts and following through on that.
Okay, brilliant. Thank you so much.
Have a good luck with it, hun.
Thanks for your call.
Get it, girl.
Thanks, guys.
No
thanks,
you take guys. Care.
Music is meant to take you away to places that you can't necessarily go to. That is what Havana does. It's Joel and Tools, yes. Hit 105.5. I love that place.
Oh, me too. Okay, so let's do this. It's your chance to go along to Illy this weekend. Over my head. It's like I'm walking on the tightrope. And every step could be the one where I fall. Yeah. It is at the Hoi Moe, so Saturday night. We have got double passes to give away. We're playing Willy, Billy or Illy.
Yes.
So either Prince William has said something, Billy Bob Thornton or Illy, the man himself.
It's too easy, and Sam, she thinks it's easy. She thinks she can get this VIP pass, but you want to do it for your partner as well. Is that right, Sam?
Yeah, he loves Illy. Okay. He's just like, he just loves him to death. So well, it'll be all time.
This is what we want. We want fans coming along. But don't forget as well, you have to get this right. So anyone else can call on 13, 12, 16 if they think they know the answer.
And Sam, they are now. So the pressure is on, okay? You've got to get
okay.
this right.
Okay, I can feel my palms getting really sweaty.
Yes.
Okay. Here we go, Sam.
Oh,
who said this? I'm always open for people saying I'm wrong because most of the time I am. Is that Willy, Billy or Illy?
Oh.
That's tough. It's very general.
God.
Come on, Sam.
I'm feeling Billy.
Oh, Sam.
Oh.
No.
No.
Oh, Sam, sorry.
We've got to go, Sam. You are so good. I'm so sorry.
Call us tomorrow, Sam.
Yeah, that's how we feel.
That's hard, right?
It's very hard.
Okay, so who's this? You're live on the air.
Jess.
Jess. I'm always open for people saying I'm wrong because most of the time I am. Willy, Billy or Illy?
Is it Illy?
Oh, Jess. Let's go to the next caller. You're live on the air. Who's this? Turn that radio down in the background. Hello? Nah, you got to turn that down.
I'm going to be brutal. I'm going to be brutal.
Okay, you got it.
Oh, shit.
Everyone, turn your radios down in the background. Otherwise, we just can't get it working.
Sorry.
Who's this?
This is Tyler.
Oh, Tyler, how you doing?
He turned that on.
Yeah.
Quick smart.
Bless you. Okay, I'm always open for people saying I'm wrong because most of the time I am. Who said it?
Was it Willy?
Willy! It's Willy! Yeah.
Oh, we
Coming
love
along.
Willy.
Do you love Illy?
Yeah, and I haven't seen him live before, so it'd be sick.
Awesome, that's cool. So VIP treatment for you, my friend. You and a friend. Who are you bringing along?
I'll probably bring my roommate.
Oh, cool. Awesome. Make a night of it. So hold the line, okay? So we'll grab all your details, but congratulations.
Cool. Thank you very much.
Yeah, man. Your roommate owes you. Hey, listen to this, because you've just won it. It makes you feel even better of what just happened. It's Verve. It's Bittersweet Symphony. It's Joel and Tools.